The work calls these retired railroad laborers are demonstrating grow out of a tradition they helped shape. In the segregated South, it was primarily African American men who served as the custodians of the railway lines, laying and maintaining tracks by hand labor. These section crews were known as Gandhi dancers. They worked for companies like the Southern, L&N, and Seaboard, doing what was considered the most physically demanding and the lowest paying jobs on the railroad. Gandhi dancers were expected to lay new rail, replace rotten cross ties, repair tracks damaged by floods, and tightly pack or tamp the gravel bed on which the rails lay. But most of their time was spent straightening sections of track that had been pounded out of alignment by the tremendous and frequent weight of passing trains. Using 5-foot steel lining bars, each weighing over 20 pounds, gangs pulled in unison, inching the track back into line. Coordination and timing of each man's exertion was critical. One member of the gang, the caller, synchronized the group's physical movements with his voice, ensuring safety and pacing, while spiritually uplifting the men at their work.